afternoon, Taylor.
Hello.
So this is your special soundtracks radio show.
I know, it feels really weird being on the other side.
Oh, of the interview?
Yeah. No, I feel like you're interviewing me. Yeah, I put together, this is a playlist of entirely video game soundtracks. If you played Angry Birds, maybe you recognize that the first song we played was an orchestral version of the Angry Birds theme, and it only gets better from here.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
We've been really excited about this for about a week, which is how long it took for us to come up with this idea. But we're about to make your afternoon pretty awesome.
I think so, too. And video game music is meant to be something that's kind of happening in the background and is kind of carrying an emotion through an activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's built to make you focus. So really what we're doing for the next hour and a half is you're going to probably be the most productive you've ever been.
Yeah, I think so. Actually, that's our guarantee.
Yeah, yeah. They say you should always make guarantees on the air, and that's what we're about to do, is keep you super productive and play some really good video game music.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't recognize how cool a lot of video game soundtracks are.
Yeah, it is. And I myself included, and hopefully our listeners, will be able to maybe set aside our prejudices.
What prejudice?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's maybe viewed as childish or something like that. But hopefully, like, we can see past that and actually, like, appreciate the amazing musicians who have created this. Yeah.
It takes a lot of work. And we have some cool stuff in here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So this next one
is from Skyrim, I think. You have the computer. I can't see.
Yes. It's called Secunda.
Yeah.
Shall we play it?
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, that was Secunda from Elder Scrolls, from Skyrim.
I love Skyrim.
Yeah, I've played it a little bit. But this next one is called Song of Storms. It's from Ocarina of Time.
Which is a Zelda game.
Which is a Zelda game. And, in fact, I think we were almost born too late.
I've never played Zelda.
Oh.
But the soundtrack is very good, and even if you've never played Zelda, you've probably heard it. It's pretty popular.
Yeah.
But you said you have played it.
Yeah, I had a little emulator on a computer, which is what you have to do for, like, these old games if you want to play, like, the first Super Mario Bros. Or something like that.
And if someone is not a gamer and has never heard what an emulator is, what is that?
It's a program that lets you play older ones. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, I don't have a GameCube, or I don't have, like, one of the original Nintendo whatevers. The NES, I don't know what they're called. There's a whole world out there. But anyway, you can download this app that will let you access them. Yeah. So anyway.
All Zelda songs are kind of pretty awesome. And so if you've never heard a Zelda song, we're so excited to introduce this to you.
Yeah.
I think you'll like it. I won't make any more promises on air.
Okay.
But I think you'll like it.
Okay. This one is Song of Storms.
Thank you.
that was Aria Math. Am I wrong?
No, that was. It's from Minecraft, which we were just talking about how long we've been playing the video game Minecraft. I think I started 2012, 2013.
Yeah, I think around the same for me. It's been 12 years. It just feels as though it's going to be like Pokemon, just one of these intergenerational cultural games.
Yeah, and the soundtrack for it is actually pretty incredible. We have a few Minecraft songs in here interspersed. Yeah, especially if you grew up on Minecraft like we did, it definitely brings back memories.
Yeah. But that one was interesting because of the instrument.
Yes. So if you, the weird kind of like pinging sound that you hear is a handpan. It's this metal instrument with like these divots in it, and you hit it and it makes these really cool sounds. It's hard to describe with my human voice. I really enjoy it. And so it makes Aria Math a really fun song.
Great. So this next one is called Fall, parentheses, The Smell of Mushroom.
From Stardew Valley.
From Stardew Valley, yes.
A farming game.
A farming game.
It's a very chill farming game where you move to a small town and you start a farm.
Almost like Petersburg.
It's almost like Petersburg.
You talk to people.
You talk to people.
Give them gifts.
Yeah. These are all things I do every day minus farming. So feel free to listen to this and see if it makes you think of Petersburg.
Yeah. That was Fall, The Smell of Mushroom.
a very fun Stardew.
Very fun.
Very fun Stardew song.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to all our Zoomers out there.
Yeah, we have had a lot of people who are in the Gen Z demographic hit us up and say they enjoy it. So we hope everyone likes it outside of Gen Z. But those are the folks who have our numbers and are texting us right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're having a great time, and we have even more fun songs to play.
Yes.
We're going back to Zelda.
Oh, with Great Fairy Fountain.
Yes. Again, I've never played Zelda, but this is another song that I have heard everywhere, and so there's a chance you might have heard it, too.
All right. Let's do it. After the song, I'll come in with the weather report.
Which we love. We love weather here.
I love weather. It's always happening.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That was Great Fairy Garden. And before we launch into the next track, I'll do the weather report. So it's right before 3 o'clock. So, Taylor.
Hello.
This next track, Geralt of Rivia.
I haven't seen The Witcher or played any of The Witcher games, but this is what this is from.
Yes, I particularly have a soft spot for The Witcher 3, which is where this song is from. It's from that soundtrack. And they were books originally from this Polish author. And it's very, I don't know, medieval. There's, like, dragons involved. There's, Baba Yaga characters. It's really great, actually. And I think it blends a lot of lore. And so I'm excited to hear this track because I actually don't think I've heard it out of the context of the video game. But it was also a very popular TV show.
Yes, I do remember this.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Cavill is coming to mind, question mark.
Yes, yeah, yes. That was the actor who played
It's Geralt. All coming to me. Well, I feel like you've pitched me live on air now to read, watch, and play Witcher games, of all things.
I don't know, I'm kind of out of the video game world for the time being, but
well, I was convinced.
Yeah, I would recommend them.
So for anyone who is having a very medieval afternoon, I believe this one is dedicated to you specifically.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Sorry.
You turned us off.
I did.
We'll try that again. What were we listening to?
We just heard Geralt of Rivia. Next up is...
Super Mario Galaxy. I believe it is the theme. I can't see the computer very well, but I think it's the theme.
I think so, too.
Yeah. The Mario games are quite popular. Mm-hmm. I never really played them, but for some reason my folks got me Super Mario Galaxy on the Wii. Oh. And so that is what I played. Rest in peace, the Wii. The world's best console.
Man, I remember my Wii very fondly.
I do, too.
I remember playing Super Mario Party, like Super Mario Party 8, which I think was a little different.
I have friends who played that. I've watched many a Mario Party kind of collapse.
Yeah.
But Super Mario Galaxy, very very straightforward. Mario goes into space.
Yeah.
And so here's some very spacey music, question mark. It's good. It's another orchestral one.
Need we say more?
Not at all.
Super Mario Galaxy, folks.
That was pretty awesome, I gotta say.
That was pretty awesome. Next up, Subwoofer Lullaby.
This is more Minecraft music.
Yes.
We're big Minecraft music fans here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a fantastic soundtrack.
They genuinely have a killer soundtrack. If you like any of the Minecraft music that we're playing, you can look up the rest of it. It's all really good.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, I'm actually not really that familiar with how sort of video games commission music, but this one was done by an artist called C418.
Mm-hmm. And he's done a good chunk of the Minecraft music.
I think maybe all of it.
Yeah. Don't quote me on that, but at least quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Subwoofer Lullaby, it will speak for itself, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Subwoofer Lullaby.
What a great song.
Yeah, and actually, listening to that, I guess this is the first time I've really sat down and listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, typically, I mean, we're sitting here in the studio, we're talking, we're listening to it. But usually, listening to these soundtracks, I am doing something else. I'm mm-hmm. playing the game. And it's just so interesting how the context changes the meaning.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. Like, you're never usually giving it your full attention. And I'm sure many people who are having the most productive hour of their lives right now may not be giving it the same amount of attention we are, but it's a great right. song. You should listen to it again.
Yeah, agree. This next one
is Coconut Mall, which is from Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of my favorites. I think it's a little obnoxious, but it is a classic.
It is a classic. It had to be on here.
Yes.
It's kind of iconic.
Yeah. like rev your engines, get ready, high-paced, a high-paced song for high-paced people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coconut Mall. Next one is At Sea.
Oh, it's from the video game Spiritfarer, which I think is an indie game.
You told me about it recently.
Yes. It's one of my favorite video games.
Is it a 2D side-scroller?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm a much bigger fan of like the slower paced kind of building games rather than like the high octane whatever games.
Rather than the coconut malls of the
Coconut Mall is stressful. But Spiritfarer is this really touching video game where you are helping lost souls move on to the afterlife, and it is a really beautiful game that deals with themes of loss and love.
Are you the ferryman across the river Styx?
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's super fun. It's this open world that you can sail around in on a boat, a lot of exploring, which I really enjoy, and a beautiful soundtrack.
Thank you. That was At Sea.
I love that music. It's so beautiful. It's a beautiful game with beautiful tunes.
Yeah. Next up is Wet Hands by C14. It's again from the Minecraft soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a German composer, actually. I just looked that up.
We just figured that out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We love the music. It's good.
That was Wet Hands, C418. And for folks who are just tuning in or who don't know what the premise is, mm-hmm. is today we're playing video game soundtracks.
Yes. Video game music, often overlooked, but always bangers.
Yes.
Is kind of our vibe today, bringing you some of the best video game tunes we could find in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this next one, I believe, needs a preface.
Yes. This is a love it or hate it song, I believe. And I won't be offended if you hate it. It's called Dragonborn. It's from Skyrim. And the reason I'm saying you may not like it is there's kind of a lot of chanting. There's kind of a lot of ha. It's kind of how it goes. Because Skyrim is kind of like this fantasy game where you're kind of like, it's very Viking-y, I feel like. It's very Viking-y. And you're running around as this Viking. Very Petersburg coded. I just realized.
Has that been your experience?
No, I don't think Skyrim is anything like Petersburg, but Vikings overlap. This is like, I think this is the title screen song, but they're trying to get you hyped up for the whole Viking experience, and so there's a lot of chanting.
Yeah.
And so maybe you will get hyped up as well for your future Viking experiences.
I can only hope.
I hope so too.
That was Dragonborn.
From Skyrim.
Yeah.
I feel very hyped.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready for the rest of my day. I think that's better than coffee.
Mm-hmm. It actually is. Who needs caffeine?
Not us. We have Skyrim.
Mm-hmm. This next one is called The Last of Us. I assume it's from The Last of Us.
Yeah, because before it was a TV show, it was a video game.
Yeah.
Which I did not play, but I felt folks would probably be familiar with this because it was a super popular TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was a video game first, and so, of course, it has sick tunes that,
that
we can play.
Very story, character-oriented.
It is.
It's a zombie game, or like Apocalypse or something.
It is, but the zombies are like mushrooms, I think.
Oh.
They're mushroom things.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's a common, not a common trope, but it's, yeah.
I have a very surface-level understanding of The Last of Us, but I know it is very good.
Okay. Well, let's hear it.
Yeah.
That was The Last of Us by from the game The Last of Us. This next one, let's talk Undertale.
Yes, this song is called Ruins from the video game Undertale. Undertale is also a much older game.
It is.
Yeah, I remember this from my Minecraft times. And how do you describe Undertale? You could probably describe it better than I can.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's like very pixelated.
Mm-hmm.
The graphics is like not crazy high. You're solving riddles almost.
Yes. And you're a kid that falls down into this hole kind of underneath the earth, and down there are monsters
and creatures and friends.
Puzzles.
You can choose whether to kind of like be a like kind and generous player or not.
And
there's different endings.
There's fighting. Yeah. And if you're fighting and killing a bunch of things, people treat you like a murderer,
yeah.
Which I think is a really
common sense.
Yeah, it's very common sense, and it's kind of unique in video games.
Wow, that is such a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if you're kinder and more benevolent, people are nicer to you. Undertale is a very iconic game. A lot of folks know about Undertale. And Undertale has incredible soundtracks. Many of them are very iconic.
And the most iconic one we almost have to save for last.
Yes, we're saving. If you are a fan of Undertale and you're like, whoa, they're going to play that song. No. We're going to play it at the end.
Yeah.
But up next is Ruins.
That one was incredible.
Yeah, it's called Pig Step. And, yeah, I really enjoy it. It's a song that's in Minecraft that was added in a
recently,
newer update. Yeah.
Like within the past few years.
Yeah, so if you're a gamer listening to that and you're like, I don't remember that from Minecraft, that's because it's new.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. I enjoy it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Very different from the other Minecraft songs we've played.
Very different.
But in a fun way.
Yeah.
In a way I really enjoy.
Wow. Well, this next one, mm-hmm. Koopa Beach mm-hmm. from Super Mario Kart.
Yes. We're coming to the end of my DJ time because I have to go work on news. Yes. So we have stuff for the newscast tomorrow. But so we decided the last song that I would talk with is Koopa Beach, mm-hmm. another Mario Kart track. So you're racing
it's
around in a kart.
Super jazzy.
Incredibly jazzy. Isaiah sent this to me last night. Because I hadn't heard it, and he was like, how about we add this to the playlist? And I was kind of shocked by how much I genuinely really enjoyed it.
I mean, there's just works of art in their own right.
Yeah.
In full ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's pretty incredible. So we're going to add some jazz to your afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that was Start a Cult. That's from this other game that if Taylor was here, she could tell us all about it. But the one before that was Widow, which is from Hollow Knight. That was the one that came after Koopa Beach. And this next one is also from the Witcher 3 soundtrack. It's called Spikerug.
Thank you.
Right, that was Super Mario Bros. Theme, the orchestral version.
The orchestral version, yeah.
Yeah, by the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
It's pretty awesome. If you enjoyed those orchestral covers, there's an entire playlist online. They did a bunch of video game themes in like 2011.
Cool.
So all the big games, or I think 2011, but you can look it up. They did a big, like probably 12 different covers.
And it's you were cool. Conducting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I conducted in the studio.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Yes, it's true. So this next one, Stereo Madness,
is from a video game called Geometry Dash, which we have not played yet.
Yeah.
Well, we have not played any music from here. A little bit more upbeat.
Mm-hmm. But I think it will mix well into the song afterwards.
I think it will, too. Geometry Dash is a game where you are a square, and you're trying to jump over things that will hurt you. And make it all
simple.
The way to the end. It's that simple, but the music is not.
Oh, oops. Here, let's start from the beginning. How's that? Right. That was Stereo Madness from Geometry Dash.
Mm-hmm.
This next one is iconic.
It is iconic. It is another love it or hate it song, yeah. I feel like. So if you don't like it, I won't be offended. This is from Undertale, like we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Megalovania.
Yeah.
It is high intensity. When does it show up in the game? I don't remember.
I don't know.
It is also
very popular. It's during one of the boss fights or something.
I think so. I think you are meant to be fighting someone during this song, and I think you will pick that up from the intensity and the tempo of Megalovania.
Yeah. Megalovania.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
That's a good second to last song.
Yeah.
We had an incredible time DJing today.
And folks, thanks so much for joining us. And if you're worried, High Country will happen tomorrow with Steve Barry.
This was a beautiful one-off where we had an incredibly good time. I hope you had as fraction of a good time as we did.
Uh-huh.
Let us know if you enjoyed Taylor and Isaiah DJ time. We're going to send you out with a classic.
Yeah.
Let's play some Wii Sports themes. And have fun with All Things Considered later, and then I'll read you the news later.
All right, folks. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course, this is KFSK.